Araw po na ito ay ginawa ng Panginoon, kaya sobrang saya natin, ano? Not actually Sunday lang, kundi every day, you know? Because God is good. Yeah, amen. Praise God. Muli po natin palakpakan ng Panginoon. Sige po. Let's give God a round of applause, ano? He is our King, ano? He is our Lord. He is our Master. He is our Savior. Panginoon, sa mga sandali pong ito, muli po kaming lumalapit sa iyong presensya. Lord, let your glory shine this morning. Let your kingdom be done in our lives, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your mighty power through the power of the Holy Spirit consume us, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Sige po, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, nasa series po tayo ng Unshakable Kingdom. And let's make a review, no? Last Sunday, ay diniscuss po sa atin ni Pastora Citas how to be unshakable in this shaking world, you know? Daniel chapter 1. And nakita natin doon, we're so blessed, you know, to be part of this kingdom, no? The kingdom of God. Amen po ba? Above, you know, kingdom of all kingdoms, you know? So, praise God on that. And Pastor Al gave me a topic, ano, and it's all about allegiance. So, sabihin natin, allegiance. Okay. So, when it comes to allegiance, ano, Daniel chapter 2, tinignan ko po yung definition ng allegiance mula sa Merriam-Webster Dictionary. At nakita ko po doon, allegiance, the fidelity owed by a subject or citizen to a sovereign or government. So, pag sinabi pala nating allegiance, ano, meron talagang idiniklara yung subject or citizen na sayo ko. Amen? No? Sayo ko. Whether government, ano, or whether a sovereign na tinatawag natin na kingdom. And pangalawa, a devotion or loyalty. So with that definition, ano, let's pray to God, ano, na talagang sa ating puso, ano, sa umagang ito, makita natin itong definition na ito, no, for the glory of the kingdom of God. So, tumayo po tayong lahat, basahin po natin ang salita ng Panginoon mula sa Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Sabayan niyo po ako sa pagbasa. Okay? One to ready, go.
One night, during the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had such disturbing dreams that he couldn't sleep. He called in his magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers, and he demanded that they tell him what he had dreamed. As they stood before the king, he said, "I have a dream that deeply troubles me, and I must know what it means."
Pagpalain po ng Panginoon ang pagkabasa ng kanyang salita. Maari na po tayong makaupo. So, dito po sa ating series, ano, sa Daniel chapter 1 and 2, ano, nakita po natin na kung paano naging captive po, ano, sila Daniel sa Babylon, no, at mga Chaldean empires, at mga 10,000 po ng mga Israelites ay take captive, ano, at pinili nga ng mga taga Babylon Empire yung mga kabataan na matatalino, magandang lalaki, madaling pumake up, madaling matuto, no, para mag-serve, no, sa king, sa palace. So with that, kasama doon si Daniel at nandoon po yung kanyang mga kaibigan, ano, si Hananiah, Misael, o tinatawag natin na Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So doon nakita natin na kung paano na gustong-gusto ng hari na i-train sila, no? I-train sila, no, to serve the king for 3 years, no? So on the second year, ano, ni Nebuchadnezzar bilang hari ng Babylon, makikita natin doon na they are into a sabihin natin siguro a wise man intern training, no? Kasi 3 years ang training dapat nitong mga wise men na ito. So, itong setup nito, Daniel chapter 2, ay nasa ikalawang taon na po ng training no, sila Daniel at ang kanyang mga kaibigan. Kaya sa verse 4, mababasa natin sa verse 4, "Then the astrologers answered the king in Aramaic, 'Long live the king! Tell us the dream, and we will tell you what it means.' But the king said to the astrologers, 'I am serious about this. If you don't tell me what my dream was and what it means, you will be torn limb from limb, and your houses will be turned into heaps of rubble. But if you tell me what I dream and what the dream means, I will give you many wonderful gifts and honors. Just tell me the dream and what it means.'" Ipinatawag po ni King Nebuchadnezzar ang lahat ng wise men sa buong kaharian. At gusto niyang maunawaan ang kanyang panaginip. Maaring na naginip si King Nebuchadnezzar, pero hindi niya talaga matandaan yung eksaktong panaginip niya. Siguro, a little bit pieces lang. Meron lang siguro siyang nabanagan, nalimutan niya na. So, nagpatawag siya ng wise men at gustong gusto niyang masabi sa kanya. So, ang sabi ng mga wise men, take note, wala pa po dito sila Daniel because they are not yet a graduate of a wise man training. So, ang sabi ng mga wise men, "Long live the king! Sabihin mo sa amin ang iyong dream at ipapaliwanag namin." Again, sabi ni King Nebuchadnezzar, "Sabihin niyo sa akin yung dream ko at ipaliwanag niyo sa akin." You know, one thing is to say and interpret my dream. Pero another thing is sabihin mo sa akin kung ano yung napanaginipan ko. So imagine that, a scenario like this, no? And verse 7, they said again, "Please, your majesty," sabi po ng mga wise men, "tell us the dream, and we will tell you what it means." Verse 8, the king replied, "I know what you are doing. You're stalling for time. Because you know I am serious when I say, if you don't tell me the dream, you are doomed. So you have conspired to tell me lies, hoping I will change my mind. But tell me the dream, and then I'll know that you can tell me what it means." So same reply po kay King Nebuchadnezzar. "Sabihin niyo sa akin ang aking napanaginipan at ipaliwanag niyo sa akin." And then nagsimula na po ang hari na siguro inuubos niya lang ang oras para ma-delay, you know, para mag-conspire kayo sa isa't isa. The king began to doubt, you know, the wisdom of the wise men of the entire Babylon Empire. So now, this morning, ano, makikita natin apat na prinsipyo. Principles of having unshakable allegiance. If you want an unshakable allegiance, follow these four principles. Number one, the principle of identity. Sabihin natin, identity. We are kingdom citizen. Identity. Sabi po sa Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." And verse 2, "Who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." So take note, our identity, we are a citizen of heaven. Amen? So last Sunday, no, napakaliwanag po na we are part of this kingdom, the kingdom of God. No? And that is our identity. No? We are a kingdom citizen above all other kingdoms, above all other nation in the world. Maybe you take an allegiance in the United States of America. You know, every time na merong magiging US citizen, they need to take an allegiance, to take an oath to the United States of America. And same with the Philippines and any nation. But our identity, the Bible says, we are a kingdom citizen. Verse 10, the astrologers replied to the king, "No one on earth can tell the king his dream, and no king, however great and powerful, has ever asked such a thing of any magician, enchanter, or astrologer." Verse 11, the king's demand is impossible. No one except the gods can tell you your dream, and they do not live here among people. So again, ano, talagang itinodo na ng mga wise men or magician ng Babylon Empire, "King, it is impossible yung pinapagawa mo sa amin. It is impossible." So walang pwedeng makagawa niyan. At siguro kahit anong hari, walang pwedeng mag-utos niyan, parang ganun. So dito makikita natin, ano, yung take note yung sinabi ng mga magician, "No one except the gods can tell you your dream, and they do not live here among people." You see, in this verse, ano, parang pinawala na ng Panginoon, ano, no, the gospel about Jesus Christ. Amen? So dito, sinimula na ng Diyos mismo, ano, mismo sa bibig na ng mga magician, no, na kung paano God will dwell among His people, ano, sabi nga sa Book of John, ano, sa John chapter 1 verse 14, ano, the Word became flesh. Kaya dito makikita natin talaga na the plan of God, ano, in saving the whole world, ano, it's all about Jesus. So dito makikita natin na kung paano yung mismong mga magician ay hindi talaga nila ma-take itong command ng king kung paano mangyayari. But in the heart, in the very heart of the kingdom of God, ano, God is now starting, ano, to proclaim that the kingdom of God is above, no, all other kingdoms on earth. At dito pinapakita na po, no, ng Diyos that Jesus Christ, ano, will manifest in the flesh to save you and to save me, ano, from our sins. So that's our identity. We are a kingdom citizen. We are a child of God, you know, who happens to be a student. We are a disciple who happens to be a father, a mother. Our identity is we are a kingdom citizen who happens to be a businessman, who happens to be a teacher, who happens to be an IT expert. We are a disciple who happens to be a seaman, an attorney, an engineer. Our identity, we take our allegiance, no, to the kingdom of God, the supreme and above all earthly kingdoms. Amen? Sige po, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, ano? That's very clear to us, no? Dumating man ang panahon na hindi ka na engineer, hindi ka na accountant, hindi ka na doctor, it's very clear, no, to your heart, I am a kingdom citizen. And I will do the advancement of the kingdom. Amen? I will pursue what the Lord requires to me as a kingdom citizen. Praise God. Number two, principle, intimacy. We serve the one and only King. Verse 12, the king was furious when he heard this, and he ordered that all the wise men of Babylon be executed. And because of the king's decree, men were sent to find and kill Daniel and his friends. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, came to kill them, Daniel handled the situation with wisdom and discretion. He asked Arioch, "Why has the king issued such a harsh decree?" So Arioch told him all that had happened. Daniel went at once to see the king and requested more time to tell the king what the dream meant. So here, ano, nakita natin, walang kamalay-malay si Daniel kung ano po ang nangyayari na doon sa palasyo, because there are not yet graduate of a wise man training program. 2 years in the training, 1 more year to go, nangyari po ito. Wala silang kamalay-malay, damay na rin sila. Parang, sabi ni King Nakabunasar, whether graduate or non-graduate, patayin lahat. I-execute. Imagine that, no? Hindi ko pa kasama doon, pero kasama ka na. Kasama ka na. So, si Ariok nagpunta kay Daniel at pinaliwanag niya lahat. Kita natin po yung verse, Daniel handled the situation with wisdom and discretion. We know that the wisdom here is the wisdom of God. Amen? When the wisdom of God is upon you, no, you can handle such very, sabi natin, shaking moment of your life. Maring dumadaan ka ngayon sa matinding pagsubok ng buhay mo. Sa talagang mauuga ka, talagang mayayanig ka. But all you need is the wisdom of God. You know, the wisdom of God happens, hindi pwedeng i-download, hindi pwedeng magbasa lang ng, ano, ng kumuha ka ng material and then ganon, ganon. The wisdom of God is true intimacy. Amen? So, alam natin si Daniel, ano? Si Daniel, grabe po ang intimacy ni Daniel, ano? Hindi ko na masyadong itatouch yun. Pero, Daniel prayed in the morning, at noon, and at night. No, his intimacy with God, no, is unquestionable. So that's why nung dumating kay Daniel, itong ganitong situation, ano, ano, the word of God speaks for itself. No, Daniel handled, no, the situation with wisdom. Nawalan ka na ba ng pera? Or nagka-problema ka ng matinding problema sa isang relationship? The wisdom of God, ano, can help you. Amen? Amen. So, verse 17, then Daniel went home and told his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret so that they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. And verse 19, that night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. You see, on this shaking moment in the lives of Daniel, ano, humingi siya ng konting panahon sa hari at umuwi siya. Alam niyo, hinanap niya mga kaibigan niya sa life group. We know that God speak to us, ano, through Bible, no, through inner peace or inner spirit, ano, through the Holy Spirit, through circumstances, ano, through conscience. But another thing dito na makikita natin is pagka pala dumadaan ka sa matinding ano, no, matinding, imagine, ano, ipapaliwanag mo ang isang panaginip na hindi mo naman panaginip. O, sasabihin mo, hindi pa ipapaliwanag eh. Ano, sasabihin mo muna, ano yung eksakto mong napanaginipan. Imagine that, ano. And Daniel, ano, ang una niyang ginawa, no, pinagte-text niya yung kanyang live group. Yung kanyang prayer of three. Amen? Ano? So, and then kinuwento niya yung situation. Now, there are times we will come, no, to life group, ano, and masaya naman tayo and everything. Pero sana hindi natin ma-miss, ano, na when we are in our life group, ano, this is our moment, ano, to listen to God together. Amen? Amen. Now, when we come to our life group, now this is our moment, no, to listen to God. And nakita natin po yung verse, no, God answered. Praise God. No, pwedeng sagutin ng Diyos si Daniel sa kanya lang. Pero sabi ng verse, no, ni-revealed ng Lord ang secret nung dream in the midst of them. Kasama niya itong mga kasama niya, no, sa live group. Same conviction, same faith, no? No? Same identity. Ito, itong mga kasama niya talaga. So with this, let's elevate talaga, no? Elevate talaga na every time na, ano, na we have a life group, this is an opportunity for us. Hindi ito para tayo napipilitan lang, para may ma-report lang, no? But ito ay opportunity nating lahat, no? Para madinig natin ang Panginoon. Ano, what an intimacy is that, ano? Na kasama mo ang iyong mga disciples, ano? Sabay-sabay kayong, no, nakikinig, no, sa Panginoon. Praise God. So, sa verse 20, basahin po natin yung verse 20 hanggang verse 22 kung paano binigyan ng glory ni Daniel ang Panginoon. Sige po, basahin natin lahat. 1, 2, ready, go. Wow. I would like to share to you four things about nations. Kasi nakita natin dyan sa verse, ano? He controls the course of the world events. No? He removes kings, sets up other kings. No? Four things about nations. Una, God gives nations glory. So God gives nations glory. Kung bakit man ang Amerika or ang China or ang Canada, Australia, ang UK, United Kingdom, is soaring high, you know, in terms of economy, power. It's because God gives nations glory. Amen? So, yun ang ano, no? Based on the Word of God, ano, kung bakit namamayagpag ang isang bansa. Because God gives nations glory. No, siya talaga yung ano, nagko-control ng mga world events. Siya ang nagse-set up ng mga president, no, and replacing one president and set up another president. Another, God can take it away. Akala ng mga bansa, they are so strong. Kaya may mga bansa nambubuli. Isa na tayo sa nabubuli. Marami nang tinatawag sa atin ditong mga malalaking bansa na ito. Minsan, lagi tayong ginagawang punching bag. Minsan, ginagawan tayo ng strategy. Bakit? Kasi maliit lang tayo. Pero the Word of God says, God can take it away. No? Kung ano man meron ngayon, itong mga malalaking bansa na to. And one day, no, masusurprise sila sa Pilipinas. The Pilipinas, no, laban. Puso. No, for the kingdom of God. Amen? Sige po, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Ano? One day, the Philippines, ano, will declare, no, that the creator of the Philippines is God. So, dito makikita natin pa rin, ano, na talagang, ano, na talagang our intimacy is not just based, ano, on our local or earthly allegiance. Our intimacy is based on the kingdom of God. The supreme kingdom. The above all nations. Number three, all nations will come to an end. All nations will come to an end. There will come a time, no, that there will be no flag, no, no color, no racial, but only one one kingdom. And that kingdom is the kingdom of God. All worshiping the glorious, the amazing King of our life. Amen? And number four, the unshakable kingdom of God will stand forever and ever. And Lord, thank you. Our response is, Lord, thank you. I am part of this unshakable kingdom. Yes, in this very shaking world. Now, there's so many events po in the world, events. So many. Pero Lord, anchored in your word, I am so blessed. And my identity and my intimacy is based on you. Praise God. Sige po, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. No. So this principle, ano, hindi ka maliligaw, hindi ka mayayanig, no? At hindi ka magtatanong, Lord, parang gusto ko nang umatras. No. Because you are so blessed, ano, to be part of this kingdom of God. Every day, little by little, ano, all nations, ano, is deteriorating little by little. Maybe some nation umaangat, no? Economic and power and arms, no? Pero little by little, ano? At the end of the day, ano? Itong mga nations na to, pa-deteriorate na ng pa-deteriorate. But the kingdom of God is going stronger, bigger and better every moment. Every day in our life. Getting bigger. Getting stronger. Because that kingdom, unshakable kingdom of God, will stand forever and ever. Verse 23. I thank and praise God. Praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. You have told me what we ask of you and revealed to us what the King demanded. Now, this is a direct revelation, no, to Daniel. A specific question, a specific answer. Praise God, no. That only our intimacy with God, no, can do that. So, sana yung lalim ng ating intimacy with God, ano, ay hindi lang dahil meron tayong kailangan, ano. Kasi Daniel, bago pa man ito dumating sa kanyang buhay, established na ang kanyang intimacy, no, with God. Kaya nung dumating itong situation na to sa buhay niya, no, dumating po ang sagot sa kanya, no, dahil malaya niyang natatanong ang Panginoon, no, sa mga situation na sabihin natin talagang pwede ka nang mayanig sa buhay mo. Number three principle is intensity. Sabihin natin, intensity. The kingdom of God is above all earthly kingdom. Verse 24, then Daniel went in to see Arioch, whom the king had ordered to execute the wise men of Babylon. Daniel said to him, don't kill the wise men. Take me to the king. And I will tell him the meaning of his dream. Arioch quickly took Daniel to the king and said, I have found one of the captives from Judah who will tell the king the meaning of his dream. The king said to Daniel, also known as Belteshazzar, is this true? Can you tell me what my dream was and what it means? Verse 27, Daniel replied, there are no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secret. Verse 28, but there is a God in heaven who reveals secret, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the future. Now I will tell you your dream and the visions you saw as you lay on your bed. While your majesty was sleeping, you dream about coming events. He who reveals secrets has shown you what is going to happen. Here, no? nakita natin kung paano ipinakita ni Daniel, ano? Sinigundahan naman ni Daniel yung sabi ng mga wise men na wala talaga na pwedeng magpaliwanag ng panaginip mo, hari. But, you see, sabi ni David, ni Daniel, ano? But, there is a God in heaven who reveals secret. But, there is a God in heaven. Now again, darating ka sa punto ng buhay mo na masusukol ka na eh. No? Now with all humility, nasasabihin mo, taas na ang kamay ko, no? Hindi ko na talaga alam ang gagawin ko. No, nasabihin natin, hindi talaga kaya ng mga reverse psychology, no? Hindi kaya ng ano eh, hindi kaya ng mga natutunan natin sa school or mga karanasan natin sa buhay. Hindi talaga kaya. Now Daniel, no, declares, ano, King, talagang wala, King. Wala talaga. Wala po talaga makakagawa niyan. But, there is a God in heaven. Now, what a conviction. Sabi na, what an intensity. Ano, sabihin natin na, ang intensity po na sabihin natin, one or two, no, eh hindi po yan kayang yanigin ang, ano, ang isang building. One or two. Well, hindi po kaya yan. Ang kailangan, katulad yung nangyari sa Surigao, intensity 6 or 7. Na pati kay Sano Mall, no, nayanig. Ang mga building, nag-collapse talaga. No, we need this kind of intensity. Ano, as a kingdom citizen, parang ganito eh, Christian ka pala, no, pero hindi halata. Wala po talagang intensity. So, when it comes talaga sa ano, when it comes talaga sa ano, sa ganitong situation, ano, hindi lang talaga masasabi mo na ano eh, na Lord, para lang sa akin 'to eh, para lang maligtas kami. Kung hindi para maligtas din, no? All the wise men, no, in the Babylon Empire, kasi i-execute na eh. Hindi lang naman sila Daniel eh, para maligtas eh. Pati yung iba na, ano na, i-execute na. Para lang masave. Now, what kind of intensity is that? Na para masave kahit hindi mo naman kalahi. Actually, kalaban eh. Actually, kalaban. Na parang, baya mo silang ma-execute. Total, sinakop naman kami niyan eh. Ano, but in the heart of Daniel, a heart, no, with so intensity to save people. Sabi ni Daniel, don't kill the people. Don't kill the wise men. I will tell the dream of the king. Now we are a kingdom citizen. We serve the one and only king. And we are more concerned, ano, on the kingdom of God. Over all other earthly kingdom. At intensity na talaga ano yun, na talaga yung compassion matindi. And Daniel stepped forward. Daniel stepped forward with high intensity coming from God. If you want this intensity, ano, it comes only from God. Now, but there is a God in heaven. Maybe you prayed for somebody na parang binabaliwala lahat. Hirap makakilala. Whether ito'y asawa mo, or anak mo, or kaibigan mo. Parang ang hirap makakilala. But a high intensity of compassion and praying to God, there is a God in heaven who can speak to this person and be saved, this person. Step forward. And the fireman, walang bayad ang mga fireman po. Hindi lang para patayin yung apoy, no? But to save yung mga natatrap doon sa nasusunog. Walang bayad. A volunteer. But a consuming, a high intensity. Sakayan agad yan sa fire truck kapag may sunog. Why? Because their heart is so consumed with high intensity of saving people. Now may God find us as a kingdom citizen, Lord. Consume me with your high intensity of saving people. No matter, parang sa tingin ko, hindi maliligtas tong taong ito. But there is a God in heaven who can save people. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. Ano? Verse 30, and it is not because I am wiser than anyone else that I know the secret of your dream, but because you God wants you to understand what was in your heart. You know, as a life group leader, as a pastor, as a leaders, hindi dahil sa marami kaming alam sa inyo, hindi dahil sa ano, no? But because, you know, God wants people to be saved and be discipled. Amen? Yun lang po. No? Yun lang po. No? Sabi ni Daniel sa hari, hindi dahil sa mas magaling ako sa'yo, hari. No? Hindi ko ito nalaman dahil magaling ako. Kundi dahil gusto ng Diyos, no, na maalaman mo ang iyong panaginip. Gusto ng Diyos, no, na maligtas ka. So imagine, ano, imagine that kind of leader, no, ang pinanggagalingan ng leader na yon, no, no, not because I am good, well equipped, no, well knowledge, no, but because God wants people to be saved. In your vision, your majesty, you saw standing before a huge shining statue of a man. It was a frightening sight. The head of the statue was made of fine gold. Its chest and arms were silver. Its belly and thighs were bronze. Its legs were iron and its feet were a combination of iron and baked clay. Verse 34, as you watch, a rock was cut from a mountain, but not by human hands. It struck the feet of iron and clay, smashing them to bits. The whole statue was crushed into small pieces of iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold. Then the wind blew them away without a trace, like a chaff on a threshing floor. But the rock that knocked the statue down became a great mountain that covered the whole earth. Daniel tell the exact dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. Pieces by pieces, word for word, Daniel tell the dream of the king. And sabi ni Daniel, the head is made of gold, and that is the Babylon kingdom. The chest and the arms. Isang malaking statue eh. So talagang pinaliwanag ni Daniel kung ano yung mga combinationan. The chest and the arms is made of silver. So the chest and arms, silver. The head, gold. And the gold is the Babylon Empire or King Nebuchadnezzar. Siya talaga yun, the gold. The belly, yung chan, at yung thighs, ano, is made of bronze. The third kingdom. And the legs is made of iron, bakal. The fourth kingdom. The feet is made of iron, and part clay, baked clay. So, king, ito yung panaginip mo. And there is a rock cut out, no? Hindi ng kamay ang nag-cut out, but cut out, no? From a mountain, no? And that is the kingdom of God. So imagine, ano? Last Sunday, pinakita ni Pastora na a 15-year-old boy, no? Like namesake Daniel din, no? One of the young people here. And receive this revelation from God. A 15-year-old boy a 15-year-old boy, or 16 or 17, received this revelation of God, you know, with wisdom, you know, with power, you know, before the king, you know, before the king. Kumbaga, Lord, as a young people, no? As a young people, no? Use me in your kingdom mightily. Lord, I will advance your kingdom. Actually, it's not a matter of age, you know? Whether you are 40s or 50s or 60s, you can do still mighty things for the kingdom of God. Based on your identity, no? Your intimacy, your intensity. Wisdom will flow. Revelations upon revelations will flood you. All for the glory of the kingdom of God. And last, number 4. Principles is the intentionality. Our ultimate allegiance, no, our ultimate allegiance is God. One time, meron pong isang babae na young people sa isang church, ano, sa US. At itong babae na ito ay nakatanggap siya ng isang sulat, no, sa kanyang fiancé, no, engaged na actually to be married sa kanya. Sumulat sa kanya itong lalaki na ito at bine-break off niya yung engagement, no? At itong letter na ito ay ibinigay ng babae sa kanyang pastor, no? Yung letter na yon, at ibinigay naman ng pastor, nagpadala siya ng kopya kay Billy Graham, at na-publish itong letter na to sa isang magazine or book, no, ni Billy Graham. So, kunin natin yung excerpt lang sa letter galing sa book ni Charles Swindoll sa The Quest for Character, page 171. Sabi diyan sa letter ng isang young communist student sa kanyang fiancé, breaking off the engagement. There is one thing which I am in dead earnest about, and that is the communist cause. It is my life, my business, my religion, my hobby, my sweetheart, my wife, my mistress, and my bread and meat. I work at it in the daytime and dream of it at night. Its hold on me grows, not lessens, as time goes on. Therefore, I cannot carry on a friendship, a love affair, or even a conversation without relating it to his force, to this force, which both drives and guides my life. I evaluate people, looks, ideas, and actions according to how they affect the communist cause and by their attitude toward it. I've already been in jail because of my ideals, and if necessary, I'm ready to go before a firing squad. Now, what kind of allegiance is that? And I believe that allegiance deserves God more than anything else. That in your life, you will take your allegiance into the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Above all other kingdoms, above all other causes, above all other nations. Intentionality. Narinig ko tong word na to, no? Sa mga preaching nila Pastor Al at Pastor Rosita, ano? The word intentional, sasadyain mo talaga. Lord, I'm not just part of your kingdom, kundi sasadyain ko talaga. This is my life. This is my culture. This is my lifestyle. Your kingdom. Lord, you deserve my allegiance more than anything else. Amen? More than anything else. Again, the new idols today, the family. We take so much of allegiance in the family, but take a little allegiance on God. But now, no more. My allegiance, Lord, my ultimate allegiance is God, is you. Lord, you are the supreme. You are the King of Kings. Yes, you're working now. But you're telling, Lord, I am a kingdom citizen above all else. I am a child of God. I am a disciple of God. And that is your identity. Your intimacy, you enjoy the presence of God. Your intensity is so high because of God. And Lord, sasadyain ko to. In my everyday life, Lord, sasadyain ko talaga to. Intention na to. Sadyaan na to, Panginoon. Sadyaan na to. Because I am campaigning for the kingdom of God. I am promoting for the kingdom of God. Take note, a rock cut out. Sabi ni Daniel, a rock cut out. At winasak yung feet ng kingdom, ng fourth kingdom. Nawasak yung iron dahil may kasamang clay. At parang naging ano lang, naging chaff, naging ipa. Nawasak. Sabi ni Daniel, you know, that rock is Jesus. No, ipinakita ni Daniel kay King Nabucodonosor, King, this is the coming events. In a vision, sinasabi ito ng Lord sa'yo na may dadating na mas malakas na kingdom laban sa'yo. The second kingdom, the third kingdom, and the fourth kingdom. No, some Bible scholars sinasabi na itong tinatawag na Babylon Empire, no, in the past ay tinapel ng tinatawag na Greek Empire. After Greek Empire, no, tumayo naman yung tinatawag na Roman Empire. Pero sabi ni Daniel, King, there is a rock, no, cut out. At nakita ko, King, winasak yung mula sa paa at nagsyambol hanggang sa ulo. Lahat para siyang ano, na ipa. And that rock, no, became so large mountain. And that it covered the entire kingdom, the entire earth, the whole world. You know, that rock is none other than Jesus. Again, every day, all nations, little by little, is deteriorating. But every day, the kingdom of God, you know, through this rock, and that is Jesus, is getting stronger, getting bigger. And one day, this kingdom will stand forever. In a vision, ipinakita na ng Lord through Daniel what will happen. And Lord, ito yung ating prayer, Lord. my ultimate allegiance is God, is you. That was the dream, verse 36. Now we will tell the king that it means, Your Majesty, you are the greatest king, greatest of kings. The God of heaven has given you sovereignty, power, strength, and honor. He has made you the ruler over all the inhabited world and has put them, even the wild animals and birds, under your control. You are the head of gold, but after your kingdom comes to an end, another kingdom inferior to yours will rise to take your place. After the kingdom has fallen, yet a third kingdom, represented of bronze, will rise to rule the world. Following that kingdom, verse 40, there will be a fourth one, as strong as iron. The kingdom will smash and crush all previous empires, just as the iron smashes and crushes everything it strikes. 41, the feet and toes you saw were a combination of iron and baked clay, showing that this kingdom will be divided. Like iron mixed with clay, it will have the sum of the strength of iron, but while some parts of it will be as strong as iron, other parts will be as weak. Verse 44, during the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness. It will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain. Though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold, the great God was showing the king that will have what will happen in the future. The dream is true and its meaning is certain. In verse 46, the king Nebuchadnezzar threw himself down before Daniel and worshiped him. And he commanded his people to offer sacrifices and burn sweet incense before him. The king said to Daniel, "Truly, your God is the greatest of gods, the Lord over kings, a revealer of mysteries. For you have been able to reveal this secret." Verse 48, then the king appointed Daniel to a high position and gave him many valuable gifts. He made Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon, as well as chief over all his wise men. And verse 49, at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be in charge of all the affairs of the province of Babylon while Daniel remained in the king's court. Wow. So it's all because of Daniel's faith, love. It's all because of God. That imagine a king, you know, bow down to a 15-year-old boy. That's our destiny, actually. That's our destiny. That people be saved and give glory to God. That one day, you know, lahat ng pagod mo, lahat ng pagmamalasakit mo, will be rewarded by no less than God Himself. Because you are so consumed of promoting the kingdom of God. One day. Sa last stanza po ng Lupang Hinirang by Julian Felipe, our allegiance to our nation, Philippines. Lupa ng araw, ng luwalhatid pagsinta, buhay ay langit sa piling mo. aming ligaya ng pagmay mga api. Ang mamatay ay dahil sa iyo. Why not say it to the Lord? Amen? Why not say it to the Lord? Para sa kaligtasan ng mga tao, ang mamatay ng dahil sa iyo. Right now, we are so privileged, ano, to witness the testimony of Daniel, a 15-year-old boy, giving his life to God. Bakit hindi tayo? Bakit hindi rin tayo? Sold out to the King and sold out to His kingdom. Hindi dahil magaling tayo, kung hindi dahil gusto nating iligtas ang mga tao. Unshakable allegiance to the one and only King, Jesus. I remember I came to know the Lord 32 years ago. I'm 16 or 17 years old. Nung makilala ko ang Panginoon, I shared the gospel to my whole family. But I was rejected. Then one time, aaten po ako ng worship sa kabilang baryo, kasi probinsya. Aaten po ako ng isang worship sa kabilang baryo pa. Wala namang local church doon sa amin. So, nagpaalam ako. So, hindi ako pinayagan. At dahil medyo makulit ako at gustong-gusto ko umaten, nagpapaalam pa rin ako. Biglang sumabat yung kuya ko at sabi ng kuya ko, sige, sa nanay ko, sabi, payagan mo na yan. Sabay, sinampal ako ng kuya ko. So sabi ko, total, nasampal na ako eh. Aate na lang ako. So umaten po ako that Sunday, umaten pa rin ako. And there, no, I worship God. Then afterwards, ano, pumunta na ako ng Maynila. Nag-aaral na po ako sa Maynila. And then doon na po ako na disciple. No, my pastor, my first pastor, teacher ni Pastor Al na sa Bible School, si Pastor Hilarion Gusto. He is my pastor. First, doon ako na disciple sa Caloocan. Then afterwards, saka ako napunta ng Cross World Central, year 2000. No less than Pastor Al and Pastor Rasitas discipled me. All for the glory of God. All for the kingdom of God. Sold out to the King. Sold out to the kingdom of God. Sige po, palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. Ang mamatay ng dahil sa iyo. Because this kingdom will stand forever and ever. Every day po, getting bigger and getting stronger. The Lord, I will take my allegiance to this kingdom. No, yung vision ni Pastor Al, continental conquest. No, that's part of the everyday that the kingdom of God is getting bigger and bigger and stronger. And Lord, thank you. I am part of this kingdom. All my resources, Lord. No, all my resources, gagamitin ko for your kingdom. Amen? Tumayo po tayong lahat, ano? Let's worship the one and only King, Jesus. And let's take our allegiance to Him.